Back to Tesh Matters with Jeff Boggs. Phone lines are open. Reach out and touch Jeff at 367-1240.
Six minutes in advance of 11 o'clock, our Mellow Joy Coffee Time. My pleasure. Welcome back from the Iberia Industrial Development Foundation, Mike Tarantino. How are you, sir?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. Happy New Year to you. I don't, even though I walk by your office every day, last 14 days, I don't think I've seen you. So
yeah.
Happy New Year.
Well, I thank you so much, and Happy New Year to you, too. Well, let me tell you, 2022 kicked off with a bang. We've been really busy so far this year. And so, you know, there's a lot of folks inquiring about, you know, about Iberia Parish and opportunities. There's, you know, a lot of optimism, it feels, just in the air for 2022. So looking forward to it as we go. So glad you had a great New Year start.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
Can't complain.
Very good.
This despite I hate the cold weather, and not that today's cold. Today's pretty
right.
reasonable.
Right.
It's still one of my favorite times of year.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, it's through the holidays and then into Mardi Gras. I mean, what's not to enjoy?
Absolutely. We enjoy the a little bit of nip in the air because, you know, the warm months are right around the corner.
There you go.
That's right.
So remind us what IDF is all about.
Yeah, the Iberia Industrial Development Foundation is a public-private partnership that is the main facilitator of economic, industrial, and community development for Iberia Parish and all the municipalities. Our public-private partnership means that we're governed by a 21-member board of directors. Half of our board is from the private sector, private business leaders, concerned citizens, and others who have a passion for economic development and growth in our community. And the other half of our board is made up of public officials, the parish president, the mayors, port directors, tourism directors, superintendent of schools, council members, and others who run our parish and our cities each and every day. And so it's a very unique place where the public and private side can come together and make those plans and guide our activities, all pulling together to move forward for growth. We're also member-driven, and so we've got a lot of business investors who invest in our activities, and we're so grateful and so thankful for them. And, this is a time of year when we focus on our membership and focus on those investments. And so we'd love to have you join us. And so if you're a business person or if you've got a business and you've got a passion for economic development, we'd love to have you join the team. It's easy to join. Just give our office a call at 337-367-0834. We'll be happy to tell you how.
There you go. Believe you introduced a few new board members. Well, I guess introduced them in December, but welcomed
right.
them yesterday.
Absolutely. So Chad Coutois with Advantage Assets is our new chairman for this year. We really appreciate his service. He's been an advocate, a big advocate, and a champion for economic development for many years, and we really appreciate his service with our board. We welcome Jimmy Champagne from Allstate Insurance to our board as well. Jimmy's going to be a great addition, and look forward to having him as well. So new officers, a new member to our board. We've got a few new members that have decided to join and be a part of the action, and so we're just very thankful for across the board. We've got a great executive committee. Miss Christy McMath Hebert is our vice chairman this year. So things are moving along, and we've got a lot of reasons to be optimistic, like I say.
Excellent. Ready to go around the
table?
Yeah,
absolutely. So our board meets the second Thursday of each month, and I'm always honored to come and come back and give you a report on what was discussed there and, maybe a little insight as to what's going on, some economic indicators and things like that that kind of give you a feel for where the parish is right now, where we are as a business community, and, you know, kind of challenge a little bit to, you know, maybe do a few things to, you know, what we can do to kind of, get that going and build and invest and do the things that are necessary to get people interested in growing here and that kind of thing. So we go around the board. We do a little board report. We go around the board. So first off, they always, you know, hand off the mic to me, and I get an opportunity to walk through. Like we do each month, we're a member-driven organization. And so we've got so many investors that we really like to – we choose a business of the month, and we encourage folks to thank them for their investment in the IDF and in our community, and to encourage folks to shop local and to patronize them and their services. This month's business member of the month for IDF is Coastal Timbers, long-standing family-owned business in Iberia Parish. They do a spectacular job in a whole host of different products, whether it's construction or other industrial wood products. The Girard family has really been a big supporter of community growth, and we're just so thankful. They've served with us on the board, and they're also members of ours. So please give the good folks over at Coastal Timbers an opportunity to get your business. And so thanks to Coastal Timbers for their ongoing investment. There are also many great sites across. We're in the business. One of the things that we do is to attract people and businesses and investors to sites, business sites where they can locate their business or expand their business here in Iberia Parish. There are so many great areas that to be built out, great strategic, great geographic locations that just really make a lot of sense for whatever kind of business you're in. And so one of the things that we do is market those sites nationwide on a regular basis. We work with site selectors and other investment decision makers to make that happen. There are so many that we've decided that once a month we're going to spotlight one of those properties each month, bring it to the community's attention, and encourage folks to check that out. The property that we decided on for this month, I think, is located at 6401 Daspit Road. It's on Daspit Road on the way out toward Lorville, in the boat along the boat building corridor out there, right along Bayou Teche. About 6,300 square feet of industrial property, great for boat building. There are shops and all kinds of things. It's being currently offered by Keller Williams, and I'm sorry, by Ladder and Bloom. And so we encourage folks to check that out. And if you'd like more information about this property, it's great. And it's industrial zone. It's zoned industrial. It's great. Got shops and warehouses and stabilized yard, and it's ready to go. So give our office a call again at 337-367-0834. And we'll direct you to the right folks to go and take a look at that property.
Very good.
I also mentioned to our board that I had an opportunity recently, and Parish President Larry Richard mentioned it during his report. I had an opportunity to participate in Mr. Richard's State of the Parish address recently. It's currently playing on local media, and it was a great opportunity, for a televised opportunity for the Parish President to talk a little bit about what he sees going on current, what's happened in the past, what's going on currently, and what he sees going on in the future here in our parish. So I appreciate Larry. Let me be a part of it, and I think it was a very good report.
Did Bob do that work?
Bob,
the video?
Bob, yes, he did.
Okay.
And I thought he did a great job.
Because he sent me the audio of it, and I assumed he had some part in it then.
Right. Bob did a great job, and we did it in the IDF conference room, and if you look at it on TV, it certainly doesn't look like a conference room. So these, they did a great job setting
between
it up.
Between the ferns?
Between the ferns.
Excellent.
That's right. So I thought it was very well done, and I appreciate the parish president's letting me participate in that. And I encourage folks to check it out. It's on local media. I think he's also posted it on social media. And so check that out and get that good report. We appreciate that. I mentioned to our board that we're about four, that I recorded another four podcasts this month. And so it's an opportunity and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to mention that we've started a podcast. It's called The Mic Drop with Mike Tarantino. You can find it on Podbean or Spotify. Love in the lead in. Jeff, appreciate your help with the intro and outro there. We've posted about five or six episodes right now. Our podcast is geared toward two things. First of all, it's meant to let folks know about all the wonderful, unique opportunities here in Iberia Parish, Louisiana, to bring your business, to put down roots, to build your home, to consider living here, to put down family roots, right? And so you learn about all the fun, unique people that make up our parish. That's part of it. The other part of it is business topics, things that businesses would want to know, tips on marketing. We bring in marketing consultants and tax consultants and incentive consultants and others that might have timely business tips that your small business might benefit from. And so we try to, we're keeping it in the economic development ferns or ditches, as you might say, But it's a fun show. It's light. We did one, I think, in episode two. We had an opportunity to interview Miss Morgan Lilla Romero and her dad, and really got to dive in a little bit deep on this local business, his New Heights Gym, and you know how they work together to create the wonderful Olympic athlete that Morgan is. And so, she gave us all kinds of tips and gave us a real good look behind the scenes of the Olympics and what actually goes on behind the scenes. Just fascinating. And so we continue to do it, and we encourage folks to check it out and give us a shout. But we recorded another four different episodes, and they come out every 2 weeks or so. And look forward to folks checking it out there.
How do they find it?
Oh, you can go to Podbean. It's you can go to Podbean on your phone. You know, folks that are not typically used to podcasts, you know, you go on. You can find it on your Podbean app or Spotify. A lot of folks have Spotify, and you can find it under the podcast section there. You just put in the mic drop, and it'll bring up a number of mic drops. But the mic drop with Mike Tarantino is the one we're talking about here. And you subscribe to it. It's free. And you can just listen to it whenever you'd like to. It will be on Apple iTunes very soon, but currently it's on Podbean and Spotify. We're also posting limited episodes on our Facebook page at Iberia Industrial Development Foundation, so you can listen to periodic episodes and get a feel for it right there on our social media.
Very good.
So very good. We appreciate that. I also mentioned, and I know that they knew this, but you know, I mentioned to our board that I get the opportunity and the distinct honor to come and sit with you on the second Friday, the Friday after the second Thursday of each month.
There you go.
And to be a guest here on Tesh Matters, which I very much appreciate. The board very thankful for the time you give us here. And so I wanted folks to, you know, they listen already. This is a great show. And so they were happy to hear that that's continuing. And so wanted to do that as well. I mentioned to them that on the January 26th, I'll be doing I'm on the parish council's agenda to do a quarterly update on the state of the parish economically. We'll be giving them that report on the 26th. And that's been going very well. I think that I enjoy interacting with the administration and with the parish council and the other city councils and mayors as well around our parish to interact. You know, they're making big decisions as it pertains to economic development, really partners in so many ways. And so it's just a great opportunity to talk to them and let them know what's going on. I also mentioned to the board that we have another event called Coffee and Conversation, which is a Facebook Live event where we do a little interview. I had an opportunity last month to interview Thomas Falgu with the Greater Iberia, the new CEO over at the Chamber.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not like what was introducing Thomas. He's very well known in the community, but we were so happy to get an opportunity to chat with him and wish him the best and look forward to working with him as well.
Why don't you see if we've got a caller on the line.
Certainly.
See if it's a question or a comment for Mike. Hi, you're in the air. Hello? Might be a wrong number. I think that was Spanish.
I gotta kind of brush up on my Spanish for that one.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, absolutely. No, I appreciate that. So on we go. So I also mentioned that we're currently working earlier this in 2021. We talked about Delta Biofuels and the project that's been that's going to be coming to Iberia Parish. $70 million investment. Hundreds of jobs project. They've been in their design phase over the last couple of months. I'm working with their principal, with the leader of Delta Biofuels, to put together a groundbreaking ceremony. And so we'll certainly get the word out when that happens. I think they were waiting for the harvest season to be done. They're working out a few details, but we're looking to it'll probably be sometime in February, but we're working toward a groundbreaking ceremony so we can get that project officially kicked off and help celebrate the fact that these folks will be investing $70 million and more in our parish. And so we're so excited about that. We also had an opportunity to participate recently in the relocation and the dedication of the new office for the VA Service Center here in Iberia Parish. It's now located over near the Iberia Medical Center Campus site. So we were happy to participate with parish government, the parish administration, on on that. And so just another great way to serve our veterans here. Veterans mean a lot to us here in Iberia Parish, and so we're just so happy to continue to be able to serve them in that way. I gave them the ARA access road update, as did the parish president. The road is coming along great. There's actually a roadway now. I mean, there's concrete, and the base has been put in, and so curbs are starting to show, and you could see the roundabout. And so, you know, just a lot of great progress being made. And so looking forward to seeing that continue. Water lines are going in, and sewer lines are about to start. Coming from the airport and to extend water and sewer down that access road into the Progress Point, the future Progress Point area. And so we're excited about that, and that seems to be on track as well. Also, I mentioned that we're Louisiana Economic Development, the state's Department of Economic Development, has a program called the Development Ready Communities Program. And this program works with rural communities, cities, but also rural communities, on the things that we can all do together as a community to become development ready. And so that involves citizens, that involves business, that involves everybody coming together to get together on the same plan. And so you may have heard through media that many communities, this is probably the sixth or seventh year that the Development Ready Communities program has been in place. The city of New Iberia was one of the first to be certified as a development-ready community in year one of the program, and other communities have finished the process as of late. As a matter of fact, last year, the city of Broussard was designated as a development-ready community after going through the process. Well, we're at the
I'm sorry. I was going to jump in and say, have we seen dividends yet?
Yes. Look, when site selectors and other investors are looking, development-ready communities designation means that your community is on the same page, working toward the same plan, that they have an understanding of the investment that's necessary to put your community in order to be attractive to these investors and to new business. And so it really is it's an educational process for the community, too, to kind of let folks know that what economic developers like me are trying to do to help us put our best foot forward. And so in the upcoming, and you work very closely with governmental bodies, the village councils, city councils, and the mayors as well. And so we're working with both Lauraville and Generette right now on the beginning stages of getting involved in that program. And so both Mayor Carol Bourgeois and Mayor Brad Clifton have both shown interest in being a part of it. And we look forward to working very closely with them as they lead us through that process so that we can get them both development ready certified. They're great communities, and I know they're ready for development now, but we're going to work on getting that certification for them and really, get to the enhanced marketing that comes with that. So
gotcha.
Good stuff. So then we went around the table, and Parish President Larry Richard is on our board, of course, and he mentioned that the Parish Council has chosen their new leadership for the upcoming year. Councilman Warren Gashasan will be the new chair taking another term as chairman of the parish council, and Mr. Brian Napier will be the vice chair of the parish council this year. Looking forward to a great year. He gave a quick recap on the state of the parish and the things that we talked about during our interview. He also talked about the plans to purchase a new facility to house the sheriff's department and that process and what's going on with that. I think there may be some upcoming agenda items on some of these councils that may be dealing with that.
They, I believe, did give the parish president the opportunity to negotiate, finalize it. It was on the committee agenda and up for final adoption,
right,
as far as the price tag,
right,
or approving the money for it.
Right. And I don't think things have been I don't think they've been finalized yet, but I think it's a great opportunity to really, get the sheriff this new facility and, really put our best foot forward in law enforcement in that respect. And so he gave us a report on that. I guess
what happened to Carbo?
No, that they're still here. They're still doing their thing. They just didn't need space. They moved into another space. They're continuing to produce product. They're continuing to do things. So Carbo's still there.
Good.
They're just selling this particular building as part of it.
Excellent.
And it's a great office building right there on Alma Doyle. It's just a really, really nice place. And so overall, the parish president's discussion was about a focus on infrastructure. We all know that we've got to invest in infrastructure. We've got to continue to put in those water lines, sewer lines, improve the drainage, fix our roads, improve natural gas connections, all of the above, rural broadband, all of the things that are just so critical that businesses are really looking for. I mean, they look for those things. They look for there's a list, but the top three would involve infrastructure investment, workforce preparedness. You know, the skilled workforce. And whether or not they think that, you know, they're coming into a pro-business community that can support them just like they support the community. So we're working on all those things, but the focus in that part of the discussion certainly was on infrastructure. Superintendent Carrie Laviolette, she mentioned to our board that she's officially announced that she'll be retiring, which we wish her the best, and we're certainly going to miss her. She's been a spectacular partner and a spectacular leader on our board. You know, we've got a great working relationship with the school board. What the school board is doing and what our schools across Liberia Parish are doing to prepare our future workforce is critical, very important. And she's been a great leader for our Iberia Parish school system, and we'll certainly miss her. But we wish her well, and I understand she's going to be in the saddle for another 6 months or so. So looking forward to continuing to work with her, and you know, bittersweet for us, but you know, hey, I think well deserved, and looking forward to working with her for the next 6 months, and continue to thank her for her service both at the school board but also on the IDF board.
Gotcha.
So the school board is going to be starting their hiring process, I'm sure, immediately. I'm sure there'll be a whole process that'll go along with that. So we'll all be waiting to see who becomes the new superintendent, and really looking forward to working with them when they're appointed. Of course, the schools, she mentioned that schools, you know, the most important thing to her is that, and of course to us, is that kids remain in school. And so they're doing absolutely everything they can to make sure that schools stay open during these particular times, so that, you know, kids can stay in school, you know, both from an academic perspective, but also emotionally and socially and that kind of thing, which is so very important. Mr. Craig Romero, the director of the Port of Iberia, is on our board as well. He gave us an update on the AGMAC process, on the AGMAC project, the Acadiana Gulf of Mexico Access Channel, for those who don't know, about the dredging, about the positioning of the dredgers, the fact that they'll be starting inside the Port of Iberia and working their way down Commercial Canal toward the intracoastal waterway. And it's just going to be, they're now identified a place to put the spoil and things like that. So the pipelines have already been lowered. The bulkheading has already been lowered. So, you know, we're going to start seeing dirt fly, and it's just going to be so gratifying to see. This has been a project that the port has been working on for many, many years. And so just to see that dredge moving is just going to be quite a sight to see. So congratulations to the port on their progress out there. There was also a long discussion on a topic that Craig brought up regarding property insurance and the policy increases, the costs of policy of property insurance, the increases in property insurance. You know, how much more expensive it is, it seems now, to pay those premiums to get even the same amount of benefit that you had before. And so our board is going to dig in a little bit on that and just you know, get educated on the issue and what we may all do. We may see about reaching out to the insurance commissioner to see if he can come in and maybe perhaps be a guest speaker one day for our board, just to kind of talk about the position, you know, the current cost of property insurance. What's the issue all about, and what can we be doing to make sure that we kind of do everything we can to bring those costs down? It's important. It's certainly important to residents, but it's really important to businesses, especially those along right along the coast.
Oh, no doubt.
And so that's an issue I think that's going to continue to come up, but we want to make sure that we're at least educated.
Especially as storms continue to brew like they have.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mr. Mo Sanji, the director of Acadiana Regional Airport, is on our board as well, and he mentioned that during this recent infrastructure bill that was passed through Congress, the airport will be receiving a $295,000 grant from the FAA to do various improvements at the airport. And they're evaluating the things that they would like to use those dollars for. Although there's a lot of momentum, and I certainly share that, there's a lot of momentum to perhaps build some new hangars out there, which are desperately needed. I mean, the hangars are basically full out there. We've had to turn down a few folks because we haven't been able to accommodate them. And so hangar construction out there is really going to go a long way toward improving air traffic and building out our airport. So I don't know if those decisions have been finalized yet, but that would certainly be something that IDF could certainly support. So that was Mo's report. The chamber is Mr. Rob Cowan represents the chamber on our board, and we appreciate Rob's service. The chamber gave in the chamber report, he mentioned that the next Eggs and Issues will be on Tuesday, January 18th, 2022. It's going to run from 7:30 to 8:30 in the morning at Ramada Inn here in New Iberia. I want to say that today might be the last
day. I thought I saw that, yeah.
Today might be the last day for registration, so I'd encourage folks, if you're interested in participating, this year's Eggs and Issues panel will be our legislative delegation. There's going to be quite, you know, as it seems to be every year, there's going to be quite a busy schedule at our legislative session with redistricting and a whole...
Say, that's the big one first.
Yeah, a whole host of other things, and so our legislative delegation will be the panel speakers at this year's Eggs and Issues, and we encourage folks to give the chamber a call and to attend and to join in. There's an opportunity to ask questions, and so it's also a great networking opportunity for businesses, so give the folks over at the Greater Iberia Chamber of Commerce a call and sign up for Eggs and Issues. Today's the deadline, so please get it done. That'd be great. Church Alley Ribbon Cutting. So Church Alley Cafe and Bistro.
After a long time, and I guess this is not the original owners who started it, kind of kicked it off.
Right. I think it's had a few little zigs and zags, but they're up and running. Great food, great service.
Well-received so far.
Well-received, and so welcome to the downtown community. Thank you for your investment in our community, and we encourage folks to go check them out.
Yeah.
It's just a great little location. You park, park on, say, Peter Street or Main Street. It's just, 30 steps down mm-hmm. Church Alley, and Church Alley's picturesque and all of that, and we appreciate them investing down there. Give them a shout. Let's choose to eat in Iberia Parish first. So.
Did they? I thought I heard maybe a bed and breakfast across the street or an Airbnb or something.
I've heard that discussed too. I haven't checked that out yet. But I'll believe me when you go over there and get a good cup of coffee. They've got great coffee there, from what I understand. And looking forward to getting an opportunity to go down there and to patronize them. And I'll ask them that question and hopefully have something to bring back to you next month. So he also mentioned that, of course, Thomas Falgu's now, it's not new anymore. He's been here 3 or 4 months now, but he's,
battle tested.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He's mentioned that Thomas is off to a great start, and we agree. And so looking forward to, of course, to working with Thomas and all the things, all the new energy he's going to bring to the chamber and the things that they do over there. He also mentioned that Miss Lenny Fields, with Iberia Bank, New Horizons is the new chair of the new chairperson of the chamber this year.
Mm.
And so welcome, Lenny. She's great. I've had an opportunity to serve with her on the chamber board in the past, and she's going to just bring a whole lot of great things to the chamber. And so welcome, Lenny. Looking forward to working with you, and anything we can do to help, we're going to continue to do that. And he also mentioned, back to the Eggs and Issues thing, the best way to do that, you can either contact them directly or go on their website, which is iberiachamber.org, iberiachamber.org, to sign up for Eggs and Issues. Lastly, we went through a few economic indicators that I'd be happy to share with you.
Yeah.
So as we do most months, retail sales continue to remain strong here in Iberia Parish. In December of 2021, which is the last confirmed numbers for that month, we had about $111 million in sales that particular month. That's up from $102 million in December of 2020, down a little bit from November, but certainly up from a year ago. I anticipate January's numbers to be strong as well. So, we're coming off of a great year in 2021 with retail sales. There's a lot of optimism for 2022. We just need folks to continue to shop here local because it matters, folks. There's just, you could just tell when it comes to sales tax collections and the services and just supporting local merchants and what they do here locally, just so very important. So good news on the retail sales front. Looking at my statistics here. On the unemployment rates, we report we report confirmed numbers. So typically how unemployment rates come out, there's a preliminary number that comes out, and then it gets revised, and then it gets revised again, and then they finally come out with the confirmed number. And we like to report confirmed numbers here. So the latest confirmed number we have is from November of 2021, 5.1% unemployment rate. Pretty darn low. There's always ways that we can improve and do some things, but 5.1% is certainly good when you compare it to November of last year when it was 9.8. It's down from October. If you look at it in a graphic, in the graph form, you could see it's just trends, you know, in a bar graph form, it's just, it's just trending down significantly over this year. I do expect it to bump up just a little bit in January as grinding season ends. You know, it typically ticks up maybe if, maybe a few tenths of a percent here or there, as, you know, seasonal workers are coming, you know, coming off of that particular seasonal workload. We also see that at the beginning of the summer, but I think the trends are going to continue to work in our favor as the unemployment rate comes down and people get back to work. So 5.1 is a very strong and good number. One of the other economic indicators that we always like to show, and I got off of it here, is the price of oil and gas. I think I just checked it, and I want to say it was somewhere around $83 a barrel this morning, which is for West Texas Intermediate, which is very good. We've had, you know, this time last year it was around $42 to $45 a barrel, and we were thankful for the $42 to $45 a barrel at that point. But we're really excited that, you know, it's up around $83 a barrel. Oil and gas companies report that their cost of doing business has come down significantly. So, you know, costs coming down, price per barrel going up, that's the recipe for success. And so I think when we get up around $85 to a little bit over $85 a barrel on a steady basis, that's what I think it's my guess that you're going to see, my opinion, that you're going to see a lot more oil and gas activity come. And so hopefully more projects, more opportunities when you get to that level on a steady basis. And so there was some political discussion around that too, within the board as to, you know, the oil and gas issues and things like that. But the price of oil and gas continues to remain strong and continues to improve over time.
Up about $1 today from yesterday's
close.
That's good.
That's good. A little volatile if you look at it over the last month or two, day by day. But I think, you know, between 79 and, you know, between 77 and $83 a barrel has been kind of where it sits right now. And so a lot of reasons. Oh, and natural gas is strong as well. The price has come down just a little bit. I think we've had a milder winter than people anticipated, but still strong at about $4.80 per unit.
Swing earlier this week, up 10% one day, down 10% the next day.
Yeah. Some of that, I think, it has to do with logistics and you know, how easy it is to deliver the gas to the home, that kind of stuff. But natural gas prices continue to improve, and the outlook for natural gas next year is just spectacular. So I think you're going to continue to see a lot of good things there. Finally, airport statistics. We report on airport statistics each month now. 3,280 operations in the month of December for the Acadiana Regional Airport. That's up from about 2,900 operations in December of 2020. Mr. Sanji reports that things continue to improve. We had a temporary uptick due to some folks that were relocating from some of the storm-ravaged areas that had temporarily located at our airport, which bumped it up a little bit. But when you back those things out as an outlier, we're continuing to improve. Military traffic is coming back. A lot of big airliners and jets are coming back into AVEX to get painted as the national aviation industry gets back up and running. And so, so you know, good things there. They're happy with it and would like to see more and continue to build on that. But so far, so good.
You know, I was talking about Lafayette's new terminal opening up next week. And obviously, it's not in Iberia Parish, but is there a benefit to the entire region when you see something like that?
Well, you know, I mean, of course, you know, and that's a topic for a whole other show as to the history there. But we're happy for the Lafayette Airport and for Acadiana to see those kind of improvements at the Lafayette Airport. We think that Acadiana Regional Airport definitely complements all of that. But as far as the Lafayette Airport goes, I know having a strong regional airport with strong regional carriers where businesses feel they can get in and out very easily is very important for business decision makers. They want to know that they can get to their location within either a direct flight or one hop. And so, you know, having that those regional air carriers close is definitely an asset when it comes to encouraging folks to invest in their business. There are folks that fly in. If you go to Lafayette any morning at, let's say, around 6:30 in the morning, and you get on flights that, let's say, are going to Houston, I can almost guarantee you that 90% of the folks that you see on that flight are flying for sales purposes, business purposes. And if you get on that same flight at 6 o'clock coming back, you're going to see many of the same folks flying back and forth, doing business, interacting with their corporate offices, going to, you know, just really important from a business perspective. So, yes, it's an important asset, and I congratulate Lafayette on putting together a great new facility. Just like I look forward to continuing to increase the opportunities at ARA and the kind of flights that we may be able to get there in the future.
We also talked about this again, just across the parish line, well, sort of across, just across that PPP facility. I didn't realize it had begun operations, I guess on a limited basis. But again, when they proposed it and they announced it, we talked about the opportunity for Iberia Parish people to maybe get some jobs there.
Right, absolutely. Jeff is referring to a new PPE facility that is opening in Broussard, along in conjunction with the Ochsner Health Network, and you know the company, as I understand it, is partially owned by Ochsner and those kind of things, and so they're going to be producing PPE. Great supplies and a great business line for especially for what we need now. It's also another great way to diversify away from oil and gas, a good manufacturer that'll be making equipment like that. And so, yes, absolutely. And so as they're just starting, I think, now to just get rolling. But as we get more understanding about, you know, job opportunities there, I mean, heck, we're talking about maybe 10 minutes away from here. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a great opportunity. And so, yeah, of course, I think this will be a great opportunity for folks from Iberia Parish to, you know, to maybe get some jobs and things like that. And we look forward to working on some of the on locating some of the suppliers here in Iberia Parish that would create the jobs that would then supply that facility, which makes the facility.
Yeah, that's
like
one
that.
Of the things we had talked about.
Yeah, and so there is a lot of, I mean, you know, right now when you hear nationally about a shortage of tests and a shortage of PPE and stuff like that, the more things we can encourage like this, the more that we can, the more business we can get, the more economic opportunity.
And, doing it in this country versus China or some other place, so you can't say enough.
It's a win every time that happens. Buy American, that's my motto, and I think that for a whole host of reasons. But not only is it better made, and it not only does it create jobs right here at home, but it's a much more secure thing. It's much more just in time, and so I'm just really excited that that we're continuing to bring more American manufacturing back to American shores.
No doubt. Any other economic development breaking news or things on the horizon you can tease?
We've got some great retail clients and great retail prospects that are showing a lot of interest in the New Iberia area. And so working very closely with the mayor's office on those, and looking forward to having some announcements coming here in the future. We've got a lot of great announcements from last year and the year before, a lot of great construction going on. So from a retail and restaurant perspective, things continue to click along, which we're very excited about. From an industrial perspective, we have about 9 active projects right now. We're working through all the infrastructure and utility pieces to that. We're talking about biomedicine, bioinnovation, some enhancements to the research center out there, which will create some spectacular jobs, high paying jobs that's in the hopper that we hope to be able to bring you some details on later in the year, probably around the May or June timeframe. And so, that's what we're working on. Looking forward to it. And let me tell you, 2022's really gotten off to a good start. So happy to be able to bring you the report.
Excellent. Always a pleasure, Mike. Again, remind folks how to find you online or on the phone.
Absolutely. The Iberia Industrial Development Foundation is very interested in having you join us. And so, please, if you'd like to learn more about how to become a part of Team IDF and to be a part of what we're doing here locally, and just to give me a call and talk, our office numbers are 337-367-0834. You can always check us out on the web at iberiabiz.org. Thanks.
No, thank you. We'll see you next month.
Have a great one.